as the Black Bears get set to take on the Wildcats down in New Hampshire tonight. The voice of the Bears joining us from either in or near the Whittemore Center. It's our friend John Shields. Hey, John.
Hi, Rich. I'm inside the Whittemore Center, and just on cue, they decide this is the best time to test the speakers out, so I'll do my best to be able to hear you.
Okay. Well, we're glad to hear that. How was the travel down? Did you run into any of the storm?
A little bit of rain, but I think we left early enough where we missed everything. We were down here in beautiful Durham by 1:15, so we missed any of the bad weather, and we're ready to go.
Excellent, excellent. Well, a good matchup tonight. Two teams that have had some up-and-down moments this year. Certainly the Black Bears playing, is it safe to say, some of their best hockey of the season over the last few weekends?
No doubt about that at all. And I think that really starts with Victor Ospin and Nett, named one of the Mike Richter finalists this week, one of the nine final college hockey goaltenders on that list for the best goalie in the league or in the country. And that's well-deserved. I mean, he has just played so well. He allowed one goal last Friday at Boston College and then one goal at UMass Lowell in 65 minutes of hockey. Maine lost that one in the shootout. But basically two games, one goal allowed each night, made some huge saves, and one that saved the game at Lowell with second and a half left. The Riverhawks tried to wrap it around, and Victor Ospin able to control the near side post and use his glove to keep the puck out of the net. So he's made some great saves down the stretch, and he's just been playing fantastic hockey for the Black Bears.
Three weekends left of hockey in the regular season for the Black Bears as they continue to try and position themselves in a good spot for the conference playoffs later on. What's going to be the key against the Wildcats this weekend, John?
Well, discipline hockey is still going to be the key for Maine. Stay out of the penalty box. UNH is red hot. They have been playing very well as of late, and this is a team that could win these games for sure. New Hampshire is trying to find their spot in the playoffs as well. They don't want to be in the basement. They don't want to finish last. Nobody does. So Maine's going to have to stay out of the box, make smart passes in the neutral zone. That sometimes has come back and bitten the Black Bears a little bit this year, just making sure you're not just throwing pucks across the ice, seeing that somebody's there to receive those passes and wanting the puck on your stick in important times. So those are a couple of things that I'd like to see Maine do here in this series with New Hampshire, but this should be a good one. They're expecting almost a sold-out crowd here tonight, and what I was told is that tomorrow night is either sold out or very close. So it's going to be two packed houses here at UNH this weekend.
And no more big ice sheet anymore at Whittemore.
Correct. It used to be an Olympic sheet, and now, as far as I was told, it's more of a normal ice sheet, and that really just affects it from the extra room from the dot to the board and a little behind the net. So and that will benefit Maine. Maine's a team that likes to get into the corners and grind. So that extra ice gives a chance for, you know, their opponent to get away from them. So the more standard NHL size ice rink is good for the Black Bears, which is what they have at Alfond Arena.
And if the season were to end now, not that it's going to, but if it did, the Black Bears would have home ice for that first round?
Yeah, they would. Now Maine was picked in the preseason poll to finish in last place, and they put themselves in a position here to have home ice on that opening Wednesday night. The top five teams get a bye, and then 6 through 11 play, and then 6, 7, 8 host a Wednesday night single elimination playoff game. And at this point, you know, if Maine doesn't host one of those games, it would almost be a disappointment. It would be, in my opinion, a disappointment at this point, because they put themselves in a position to be 6, 7, or 8 and host one of those games. So, you know, there's a lot of hockey left. Six games is a lot. A lot can change. A lot can move around. But if Maine does not end up hosting one of those, that will be kind of a disappointment, considering how well they've played. But I think they're in a great position to get one of those slots.
Well, it's going to be exciting down the stretch starting tonight. Both games tonight and tomorrow night, a 7 o'clock start, pregame at 6:30.
Correct. 7 o'clock start both nights. And, you know, we're on the radio, of course, and at GoBlackBears.com. But it's also, let the Black Bear Nation know, it's a game on Nesson tonight. So it's a big one, the game of the week for Prenessen, and so it should be a great game and should have a lot of people listening and watching this one.
Larry Mahoney says to say hello. Sorry he won't be there to see you tonight. I saw him at the gym this morning and told him I'd be talking with you. He said to send his love, as always.
I think the only place he's going for the next week is the tournament. I don't think he's allowed to cover hockey next week.
I don't think so. No, you're absolutely right. John, hope for good games. Go for the Black Bears and get some points this weekend. Travel safely on your way home, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Talk to you later.
Thank you, John. John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole. The number's 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, located at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. See Tom Bennett and the gang for everything from oil changes to engine jobs. Find them online at BennettAutoCenter.com.